The views and opinions expressed on the following program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of this broadcast facility, its management, staff, nor its sponsors. Live from Chicago, the crossroads of America, Papa Say. Papa Say is a highly acclaimed Hoodoo practitioner and fourth-generation seer with over 50 years' experience in the spiritual path. Boasting a worldwide clientele from various age, education, economic and ethnic groups, Papa Say shares a vast wealth of knowledge with those who have both the desire to learn and will to do what it takes to control the many problems in life. Celebrities and regular persons alike use these same things offered in these broadcasts and now experience true happiness and peace of mind that comes when your problems are finally solved. Papa Say uses the secret knowledge taught to him by his parents and ancestors, along with practical knowledge from the Igbo in West Africa, the Seminole in the swamps of Florida, and the old Hoodoo root workers of Louisiana. Along with his formal education in theology, anthropology, and parapsychology, brings holistic dimension that touches you, spirit, mind, and body. And now your host, Papa Say.
Adjaret, Azeleth, Usia, Blusia, Mekatalin, Bahetskabel, Eshtami, Tukadam, Zvea, Lotikvi. God bless all my father's children. Here, there. Bonsoir, and welcome to the only real, genuine Hoodoo broadcast on the airwaves. This is your host, Monsieur Jean-Leon Devereaux, officially known to many as Papa Say, your Hoodoo Daddy, promising to tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God. Let me say that I love you, and you, and even you. And it makes no difference what you think of me, but it does make a difference what I think of you. I cannot allow hatred, jealousy, prejudice, religion, or greed to be a part of me. For I know and I want you to know that the real Hoodoo brings light, love, and life to the world. God bless you. God keep you. May he lift his eyes up upon you and bring you peace. May he bless your going out and your coming in, even forevermore. Well, this is Thursday, and today we have Hoodoo Problems Reading. Hoodoo Problems Reading. Now, this is a detailed reading about the problems in your life and how to overcome them. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hoodoo will even tell you the problems that you got and what to do about it. You know, now there ain't nothing wrong with that, is it? There is nothing wrong with that. Well, I want you to know that the people who do listen to these problems reading come back later and say, Papa Say, you really helped me on that. Then I said, well, I sure did. Well, what was it? They said, when you gave me the problems reading, I didn't know that it was this way, but then I found out it was. And I just have to thank you. Yeah, I just have to thank you. And then I just said, well, I guess it was something. I guess it was something. Now, with all of you, I'd have to say that every single one of you have been a blessing to me. Yes, you sure have. And we have the quick instant blessing is today. The quick instant blessing, and I'll get back with that in a minute. Just 1 minute. But first of all, we have some messages for you to hear. And after that, we will get back to okay. So just listen. Don't go away because we will be right back.
Is your success flying away from you? Is your money gone before you get it? Does everything you touch turn from sugar to shit? Then you need a miracle from Almighty God. Papa Say is your holy spiritual advisor. He helps with all spiritual and metaphysical problems. No matter how big or how small, God uses Papa Say to get rid of them all. Papa Say can look at the muddy water of deceit and see dry land, the good life, here and far away too. Papa Say helps married people and their children. He takes them off the streets, off the bottle, off of drugs and out of jail. Papa Say doesn't use tarot or a crystal ball. He uses the hand of Almighty God to see yesterday, today, and tomorrow to help you in your everyday life. Papa Say gets you out of trouble and puts you into the favored life of peace, prosperity, and paradise. Yes. Have no further questions? Then contact Papa Say at 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. Remember, there is one holy spiritual advisor, and that is Papa Say.
When you're in need, be sure to use Papa Say. Papa Say is a fourth-generation seer and an all-around hoodoo root doctor. Papa Say is that surefire person for getting whatever done to make your situation better. Papa Say can help you with everything from success and love to a continuous flow of money. Papa Say can remove that evil eye that's destroying your life and your future. Papa Say helps women get and keep their man and kids off the street, off of drugs, and out of jail. Papa Say doesn't use a tarot or a crystal ball. He uses an ordinary deck of playing cards, a time-honored method used by all real hoodoos. Papa Say can look through muddy water and spot dry land. He's not an ordinary reader or psychic. He's your holy spiritual advisor. You need him? Call him at 1-800-ASK-KEEN. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN. And ask for extension 055-9865. That's 055-9865. 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. Remember, there's only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say.
Don't miss Papa Say's quick instant blessing for this week. This will get you motivated for all that you are supposed to be and have what you are supposed to have instantly. The quick instant blessing is the surefire way to get out of debt, pay all bills, and to be free this month, guaranteed. So don't miss the quick instant blessing Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time. That's this Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time. Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time. The quick instant blessing. Be there.
Okay, quick instant blessing this week. Quick instant blessing. You got to put some piece of paper. It is 4507. 4507. I repeat, the quick instant blessing for this week is 4507. Now, you ought to be able to work with that. You ought to be able to do good with that. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That is the quick instant blessing for this week. Now, some of you have never even used a quick instant blessing before. Maybe you never heard of it. Well, it's just something that I do each week, something that I do to help you out of the trouble that you are in financially. Yes, ma'am. The trouble that you are in financially is gone. 4507 is the number for this week. And God bless you and God keep you. Now, for all of you that want a problems reading. Now, the thing about these problems reading is that it's about the problems in your life. but you also get a way to overcome them. That's right. Now, don't be too surprised at it. Don't be surprised, because this is just telling you what is around you. Not what you have, but what is around you. And it gives you a means to overcome it. So you just listen to it and pay strict attention to it. Now, if you got a pencil and a piece of paper, write it down. Take notes. Yeah, that's a good way to do it. You know, then you can go back and look at it later and say, well, on this day, my problem reading was this. It was that. But when I took whatever Papa said I could do, I got rid of it. Yeah, I got rid of it. Now, those of you who see it know that it is a real thing. It is real. So let's go on. Let's have it. We are going to have them now. Well, 646. Let me get 646. This is Papa Say. Hello.
Hi, Papa Say.
How are you, dear?
I'm doing good, and yourself?
I'm okay.
Just to let you know, the troubles reading, they actually have been helping me out a lot, okay? So every Thursday, I look forward to doing this reading with you.
Oh, say. Well, say level. Well, good news. Good news. That's good. I'm happy that they are helping you. I'm happy you're getting something out of it. You know, now, do you want one today?
Yeah, of course, yes.
Okay, here it is. Okay, the first card is the extra joker, the black extra joker. The second card is, the five of spades. The third card is the nine of clubs. And the fourth card is the six of hearts. Well, okay, hold on one second. We're gonna listen to some music, and then I will be right back. Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Thank you.
say the extra joker is the black joker. And the black joker usually refers to a good spirit. But in this time, he isn't. It isn't a good spirit. Now, it's right next to the five of spades, which is the casket. It's a coffin. And it tells, all the coffin tells is just some dead things which ought to be buried. But in this case, these dead things are not buried. You have to bury them. These dead things, they're bad. They're bad, and they aren't going to go away. But you have to bury them. Now, the six of hearts is the house. The house, and it ensures so much success. But this house, all this trouble is coming against it. It's coming against your house. It's coming, with your mortgage or your rent. It's coming that way, and all those things will have to be looked after. Now, to stop it all, you have the nine of clubs. Now, the nine of clubs is a good card all by itself, but it denotes the park. It denotes the park or the garden. So, in your garden or in your park, there is something bad. There is something that shouldn't be there. There is something that is growing. That's growing against you. Now, this is what I suggest you do. This is what I suggest you do. I suggest you take the nine of clubs and keep it with you this week. No. Take the five of spades. And keep it with you this week, because that will move away anything that is not right, anything that is not what it should be. The five of spades will move it away.
And all you right.
You just go on with it. But the five of spades is not a bad card. It's not a bad card. But this time, those dead things should be buried. They're going to be buried. Now, you will bury them. Now, I tell you, you'll bury them, and you have to get it as quick as you possibly can, because it's affecting your house. It's affecting your house, and it's affecting, the garden around your house. It's affecting it, whatever it is, okay? Well, God bless you, and God keep you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye. Ooh.
Oh, boy. Well, we got somebody. Somebody meant something. Yes, sir. Now, here's somebody else at 301. 301, this is Papa Say. How are you?
Hello? How are you?
Hi.
I'm fine. How are you? Are you ready for your reading?
I sure am.
First card is the Ten of Clubs. The second card is the Five of Clubs. The third card is the Ten of Diamonds. Fourth and last card is who? The King of Spades. Well, I tell you what, hold on a moment, and we will be right back.
Thank you.
the towers. And the towers means you are taken out of danger. But these towers are they're two things which place you, well, you're away from danger, but the fact is these two towers make you a person that is, how can I put it? It makes you a person who can see danger but can't partake of it. You can do something about it, but then you can't. Now, the ten of diamonds, the ten of clubs is double the five of clubs, which you have. Now, the five of clubs is a clover, and the clovers mean good and things like that. But all your good is gone. It's run out. You have no good. And the ten of clovers is double that good. You see, so, you know, though you don't have it, you are a person where I don't know what the luck of things, the look of it looks like it is drying thin. Now, below it, you have the ten of diamonds, which is the sickle, and it's the hard, it's sharp cutting. It's sharp cutting, so you have to watch yourself out with knives. Watch yourself out with knives, and watch everybody. You know that takes knives. You know, in fact, watch your mother. Watch her with knives, because it's very, okay, very dangerous knife, you know. And the one above it, the king of spades, is the bride. The bride. Now, if you were married, it would mean a turbulent marriage. But you aren't married, so it can't mean that. So what is it?
Right.
What is it? The thing it is this thing about marriage keeps showing up. It keeps showing up. And if I know correctly, there are a number of times when I've read you in this marriage that showed up. So you
yes.
will be married. You will be married, and this thing is showing up sooner. Well, it's showing up sooner than later. It's showing up. It is showing up. You know, I just hate to tell you, you're going to be a bride one day, dear. You're going to be a bride. But the thing with this, the bride of clothes, is that, I don't know, at first off, you might be stopped. You might be stopped, or you might be hidden, or he might run away. But you will be a bride. You will be a bride. And that sickle is there to stop it. Now, I expect you to be very watchful of that. Be very watchful of the ten of diamonds. In fact, if I were you, I would get... rather than the ten of diamonds, because the ten of diamonds can only mean something is happening with it. Something is happening now. You could use the ten of diamonds to cut whatever is bad. You can cut whatever is bad with it. You know, that sickle is sharp. That sickle is long. And that sickle is something which will cut. So with that ten, if you will use it to cut through the bad things, everything will be all right. And God bless you. Now, that's a ten. That's a... Yeah, the ten of diamonds. Now, don't forget, okay?
Okay, should I have it with me? Should I keep it with
yes.
me?
Yes. Keep it on your right side. You can put it on your, you can put it in your wallet, in your pocket. You know, you can even put it in your brassiere. But keep
okay.
it on your right side. This week, the ten of diamonds. All right.
Okay.
Then God bless
all right,
you.
Just for this week. Okay. Thank you. God
all
bless
right.
you too. All right.
Oh boy. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. We we have had some messages here. We've had some. And we've had what? We've had the quick instant blessing, haven't we? Well, I'll do it again for those that have just came in. The quick instant blessing for this week is 4507. 4507. Now, I don't matter. However you see those numbers being, you go ahead and take them. 4507. That is the quick instant blessing for this week. Okay. Now, I have a story for you, okay? Well, we'll listen to it, but we'll take this commercial first.
When you're in need, be sure to use Papa Say. Papa Say is a fourth-generation seer and an all-around hoodoo root doctor. Papa Say is that surefire person for getting whatever done to make your situation better. Papa Say can help you with everything, from success in love to a continuous flow of money. Papa Say can remove that evil eye that's destroying your life and your future. Papa Say helps women get and keep their man and kids off the street, off of drugs, and out of jail. Papa Say doesn't use a tarot or a crystal ball. He uses an ordinary deck of playing cards, a time-honored method used by all real hoodoos. Papa Say can look through muddy water and spot dry land. He's not an ordinary reader or psychic. He's your holy spiritual advisor. You need him? Call him at 1-800-ASK-KEEN. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN. And ask for extension 055-9865. That's 055-9865. 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. Remember, there's only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say.
Now, Brian in Ohio shared the bizarre story of how he stumbled upon a ghost. That's right, a ghost cooking breakfast. Breakfast. Now, the strange incident occurred, he explained, when he was helping a family's friend move into an old farmhouse. After the first day of moving, the group had delivered all the furniture in the home and planned on getting the boxes for the kitchen and other rooms on the following day. Therefore, Brian said, the only thing in the kitchen was, quote, an old burning stove, end of quote. During the night, he was woken by a loud banging sound coming from the kitchen, which was particularly baffling to him, since there was nothing there that could make such noise. Venturing into the room to see what was behind the commotion, Brian encountered an old woman that appeared almost transparent. What are you doing out here? You don't belong here, he said to the mysterious woman. I'm making breakfast, she replied nonchalantly. Now, even more flummoxed, Brian responded, what do you mean you're making breakfast? There's nothing to make. No, look, the apparent apparition said, and there's bacon and eggs for everybody. Completely beside himself over the odd exchange with what appears to be a goat, Brian then started screaming and yelling, which woke up everyone in the house. The rest of his friends ran down to the kitchen, but the woman disappeared before they saw her. Brian recalled, we're sitting there looking at each other like, what's going on? Their mystified reaction. action was compounded by the fact that the old woman left behind the bacon and eggs still sitting in a pan on the stove. As to where she got the food to make the meal, Brian mused, "I have no idea." Nonetheless, he insisted that his friends take him home and vowed never to return to the house again. Now, for their part, his friends thought that he had been playing a prank on them until they found out later from the children of the previous owners who had passed away that there was a family tradition that they'd all gather on Saturday morning for a breakfast of, you got it, bacon and eggs. Now, whether anyone actually ate the old woman's ghostly breakfast went unanswered during Brian's call to the program. But we're guessing that this was an instance where bacon, of all things, proved to be unappealing. You consider that ghostly bacon and eggs? Well, 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 I have heard of everything. I sure have. I've heard of everything. Well, I want to go. I'm going to leave you all. We don't have anything tomorrow. We don't have anything Sunday. No, we do have some. Well, wait. We don't have nothing tomorrow. We don't have nothing Saturday. We do have something Sunday. Yes, we do. We have something Sunday. We're going to have the Hoodoo Jack Sunday. That's right. The Jack Ball is going to do everything for us. And you be here if you can. And remember, there's no hoodoo like real hoodoo. And there's no body, there's no person like Papa Say. Except this one Papa Say, me. Okay, God bless you, God keep you, and shine his face upon you. And give you peace. Until Sunday. God bless you and God keep you. Goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on the preceding program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of this broadcast facility, its management, staff, nor its sponsors. Thanks to everyone in our entire audience for listening to this broadcast of Papa Say here on Blog Talk Radio. Your host for this broadcast was, Papa Say. Chatroom supervision provided by, BT Destiny. The executive producer was, George Carr. The broadcast director was, James Best. On-air announcers were, Myron Bast and Dorothy Knight. On-air announcer for Spanish was, Diego Montoya. On-air announcer for French was, Michelle LeBlanc. Telephone screening provided by, Nicole Lofton. Music recording and engineering provided by JT's Cop Database Engineering. The music heard on this program is under license by ASCAP and BMI. On-air engineering and recording for post-program archive provided by Blog Talk Radio, a corporation licensed by the State of New York with corporate offices in New Jersey. A recording of this and other broadcasts can be downloaded at www.blogtalkradio.com/papasay. This program has been brought to you by Big Gator Productions, which is solely responsible for its content. Remember to tune in next week at the same time for Papa Say here on Blog Talk Radio.